Another dispiriting, unjust, and illegal act by the state of Israel. It's not the most horrifying thing, given that the dozens of murders that the IDF is committing in Palestine every single day, particularly in Gaza. And remember, it's not a war, it's a massacre, because Hamas has been largely annihilated anyway. And what they have is just a few small arms. Most days, not a single IDF soldier is killed, and many days, none are even wounded. Whereas on the Palestinian side, it's dozens, occasionally hundreds killed, and it's usually hundreds wounded, not always seriously. Some have got life-changing injuries, or be amputees, will be blinded, be deafened, severely burned, not to mind the psychological scars. Wow, it's infuriating and revolting. Words fail me. I mean, maybe I should work myself up into greater rage about this, but what good would it do? In the whole thing live streamed on our phones, this famine going on, as certified by the United Nations, and then Israel lazily and routinely throws out utterly groundless accusations of anti-Semitism at anyone who exposes the crimes by the IDF and the Netanyahu administration, who holds Israel to its own avowed standards. And Alan Dershowitz, perhaps the most sickening shill for Netanyahu, is the one who has the temerity to say that the IDF is the most moral army in the world. Well, ha ha ha! What a sick joke that is. But anyway, I'm not remotely anti-Semitic. I'm philo-Semitic, not against any faith or any ethnicity or nationality. No one should be mistreated on the grounds of his ethnicity, color, and so forth. And of course, there are physically and morally courageous Jewish people, some Israelis, some not, who raise their voices to defend the Palestinians. Some of them even wanted to fight Hamas, wanted to destroy Hamas. All right. But they say we have to fight a legal, ethical, proportionate war in consonance with the Geneva Convention, the Hague Convention, and so on, all that Israel's all passed, all signed and ratified. The two British politicians were over there. Both Jewish men, Labour MPs, and they have valiantly spoken up in favour of human rights in Gaza and elsewhere. And they were going to Israel, so they were on their way to the West Bank, the illegally occupied West Bank, sorry, not Gaza, to try and observe the work by humanitarian organizations and medical organizations, particularly medical aid for Palestinians. And one of them was a surgeon for many, many years, just retired before he got elected to parliament last year. But unfortunately, they were stopped. They were not allowed in. I believe both of them have visited Israel several times previously. And that's it. They're being deported. They're being deprived their right to visit another country. The West Bank is not part of Israel. Even Israel doesn't pretend the West Bank is part of Israel. The West Bank belongs to Palestine. That's Palestine's sovereign territory. And obviously, Israel's carrying out armed robbery there every single day. And I use that word advisedly, that expression armed robbery, in an absolutely literal sense. It is armed robbery. Turning up with guns, telling people, get out of your house. This is our land. And stealing under threat of violence, then actual violence, the murder of Palestinian civilians almost every day by illegal immigrants, Israelis illegal immigrants, sometimes backed up by the IDF and the police, an apartheid system, these roads for Jewish people and other roads for non-Jewish people. Wow, we wouldn't tolerate this anywhere else in the world. Obviously, and Israel controls the place. The Palestinian Authority's got virtually no authority. So the Israeli illegal immigrants, they're allowed to vote in Israeli elections, and there's the Israeli government, which controls the place illegally. And obviously, the Palestinians then have no say in the laws that govern them, and so on a flagrantly racist basis. Wow. You could allow non-citizens to vote. The United Kingdom is the most generous country in the world allowing non-citizens to vote. I don't know of any other country which allows citizens, about 53 other countries, to vote. But anyway, His Majesty's Foreign Office for Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Affairs has said it's totally unacceptable and deeply concerning that yet again two British MPs have been denied entry to the occupied Palestinian territories by Israel. Minister Hamish Faulkner and officials have remained in contact with the MPs affected throughout. We're clear with Israel, this is no way to treat British parliamentarians. So the two MPs, they'd flown to Jordan. and they were seeking to cross the border at a legal port of entry into the state of Israel. They were doing this in coordination with the Council for Arab British Understanding. The Council for Arab British Understanding, I think, goes back to the 60s, and they realized that British politics was entirely Zionist. There had to be an Arab voice in this to understand from an Arab perspective, particularly a Palestinian perspective, and so on. But the Israeli authorities wouldn't let them through. So they then were put on a bus back to Jordan. So it's appalling that the MP for Stroud and the MP for, I think it's Bury St Edmunds, were deprived of their rights. And so I'm trying to remember which way around it is. Is it Peter Prinsley's the surgeon? Mr. The United Kingdom, one qualifies as a doctor. When you become a surgeon, become Mr. again, back to the days when they were barber surgeons. And then Dr. Simon Ofer, so he's a medical doctor. So they were both deprived of their right to travel freely and to observe the situation, because what were they possibly going to do? What harm would they possibly have done? Helped humanitarian aid. You've been searched by the Israelis. They've got no guns on them, no bombs, no poisons. I think possibly it'd be of aid to Israel's enemies. But Israel's actions are so utterly shameful that the Israeli authorities will not allow Jewish politicians from a friendly state to visit there, because they couldn't possibly have Jewish people treating Palestinians decently. And of course, there are Israeli Jews who are noble and say, come on, Palestinians are humans too. We cannot be guilty of such cruelty. It's absolutely revolting. And Ehud Barak and was Olmert is his name, Ehud Olmert, the guy who was prime minister about 2006. They both said that it's genocide what Israel's doing right now, and it's absolutely trashing Israel's reputations abroad. At least six more countries are about to recognize Palestine as a sovereign state at this United Nations General Assembly meeting. So it's hugely backfired for Netanyahu and his mob. And Israel's got previous on this, the way two other parliamentarians, Abtissam Mohammed and Yuan Yang, both Labour MPs, and they were prevented coming to Israel in April simply because they were going to advocate for Palestinians to see what was going on, and so on. So terrible what's going on. But obviously that's nothing compared to the abominable suffering inflicted upon Palestinians every single day. When will it end? So I feel so powerless, and such a burning sense of injustice at this. I'm so lucky to live in peace. The absolute infernal suffering, the situation that people in Gaza are going through. And oh, it's a war. No, but it doesn't need to be like this. You could fight humanely. This is the 21st century. Israel, as the occupying power, has a legal and moral duty to provide, drinking water, food, and so on. Not to carry collective punishment, not to engage in these gratuitous destructions of buildings and so on, not to cause all this avoidable suffering. So it is a monstrous and barbaric. So you see the insensate bloodlust of the Netanyahu regime. Wow, I wish it would end today. When will it end? But sadly, he's largely got Trump on his side. I mean, he managed not to irritate Trump too much, managed to butter him up with all sorts of praise and so on. So anyway, it's revolting that various countries, the United States, the United Kingdom, are suspending arms licenses. I'm glad that Spain is saying, there's a responsibility to protect, to take military action, humanitarian intervention, and the Kingdom of Spain saying we don't have the military strength to do so. What Spain and other countries did say, we could take some Palestinian refugees. Obviously, it's outrageous that rich, Arab Muslim countries like Saudi Arabia haven't offered to take lots of them. But Spain do something. Take 20,000 or something. And I know that Israel will use this. Oh, well, you expelled the Jews in 1492. Okay, so that was a terrible thing to do. That was an injustice. That should never, ever have been done. Spain has tried to make it up to people. They can prove they've got Spanish Jewish ancestry, giving them Spanish citizenship. But this is just really a decoy tactic. It's just whataboutery. Just because Spain did wrong a very, very long time ago, that doesn't make genocide right today. Does it? I mean, no nation state's got a blameless record. Maybe Spain's is worse than most, but there's no reason why they should refrain from speaking up for human rights now. If anything, it's even more reason. What do you stand for? What I stand for? Well, I don't know what you stand for. Right. Thank you. Goodbye.